Well, checking sports, after a big win over Michigan on Saturday, you would expect Iowa to have some players who are given some certain nods, and they did. Defensive Player of the Week, Special Teams Player of the Week, and Co-Freshman of the Week, all coming from the Hawkeyes. Jaleel Johnson, the senior defensive tackle, named the Defensive Player of the Week as he recorded a career-high 9 tackles with 6 solos in Iowa's win over Michigan. He registered 2 tackles for loss, including opening up the Hawkeyes' scoring with the team's first safety since 2014, and had a sack late in the second quarter as well. The Special Teams Player of the Week, well, he's the kid who hit the kick heard around the country. Freshman kicker Keith Duncan converted that game-winning 33-yard field goal as time expired in Iowa's win over Michigan. He also had a 25-yard field goal as he finished 2 for 2. That's the first game-winning kick of his career as well. Co-freshman of the week, Manny Rugumba, a cornerback from the Hawkeyes, set career highs with 4 tackles and 3 pass breakups. He had his second interception of the season, a big one in the fourth quarter, and made his first career start in that contest. John Moten, the fourth of Northwestern, a running back who had 139 all-purpose yards in their win over Purdue, was the other co-freshman of the week. Tommy Armstrong of Nebraska was the offensive player of the week in the Big Ten. Iowa State finally broke through with a Big 12 victory at Kansas, but Coach Matt Campbell says the Cyclones still haven't played a complete game. They'll get another chance this week when they host Texas Tech.
I still don't think we played 60 minutes of our best football, and that's where we want to get to, because we want to get to that point where we have the ability to execute and play our best consistently for 60 minutes. And I'm realistic. I know it's never going to be perfect, but there's things that we can continue to control and continue to get better at.
Campbell says the next stop for the Cyclones is to string some wins together.
We've got 2 great opportunities to do that. You talk about stringing things together. That hasn't really happened. You know, it's, I think, equal time when they've won a road game is when they've won 2 games in a row. And so, you know, I think we've got some really good opportunities to really just kind of build on what I think the progress we have made.
Well, freshman running back David Montgomery was named the Big 12 Newcomer of the Week as he rushed for a career-high 169 yards in their victory at Kansas.
A lot of what David has done is you know, certainly a credit to his process and work ethic. I really appreciate his detail and maturity for a really young player to understand that it's more than just carrying the football, and I think he's really worked hard at studying the game of film and being locked in, and, you know, I think that's been a real positive.
24 carries, 169 yards for Montgomery, 105 of those yards in the second half, helping the Cyclones overcome an early deficit. That includes runs of 30 and 46 yards, the 2 longest rushes by a Cyclones running back so far this season. Well, Florida International has hired Butch Davis as their new head football coach. He'll be introduced at a news conference today. Davis was the Miami Hurricanes head coach from 1995 to 2000 before leaving for the Cleveland Browns. He also coached 4 seasons at North Carolina. The 64-year-old Davis is 79-43 with 5 bowl wins as a college head coach, although 16 of those victories have been vacated by the NCAA. Well, the New York Giants now find themselves 6-3 following a solid defensive performance and a 21-20 victory over the sputtering Cincinnati Bengals. The Giants held the Bengals to 282 yards from scrimmage and blanked Cincinnati after Alex Erickson's 84-yard kickoff return set up Jeremy Hill's 9-yard scoring run in the opening series of the second half. New York didn't allow a TD the rest of the night and finished with 3 sacks of Andy Dalton after entering the game with a league-low 11. Giants have outscored their opponents by just 21 points in their 6 victories this year. The Bengals are 3-5-1 on the season. The Chicago Bears' disappointing season got a little worse. The NFL has slapped Bears wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey with a 4-game suspension without pay for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Jeffrey will be eligible to be activated on December 12th and play against Green Bay 6 days later. Well, the 20th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones held off a second-half rally by Mount St. Mary's and pulled away down the stretch to post a 73-55 win in men's college hoops last night. Monte Morris led Iowa State with 18 points, and Matt Thomas added 13.
We were pretty locked in defensively. I think we only gave up 22 points in the first half, so that's definitely a positive takeaway from this game tonight. Second half, not the way we need to come out. It definitely was too slow, and then we let them creep back in the game. Which we know we got away with tonight, but, you know, when we're facing a little better teams, you know, that's something that we're not going to be able to get away with. So we'll have to clean that up.
Iowa State led 39-22 at halftime, but Mount St. Mary's got to within 10 in the second half. The Cyclones struggled from the perimeter and made only 4 of 16 shots from three-point range.
We didn't shoot the ball extremely well tonight. You know, we missed a lot of, I thought we missed a lot of open threes. Out of those 16, I bet 12 to 13 were probably good looks. Three or four were probably forced or too early or too quick.
That was ISU coach Steve Prohm. Naz Mitru Long's brother, Elijah, led Mount St. Mary's with 19 points in that contest last night. Elsewhere in the top 25, 11th-ranked Xavier took advantage of a whopping 38 personal fouls by Buffalo in an 86-53 romp over the Bulls. Also, 12th-ranked Louisville put together a 22-2 run, bridging the two halves in a 92-58 pounding of William and Mary. Number 19, West Virginia, ripped Mississippi Valley State 107-66. Number 21, Rhode Island, cruised to a 107-65 win against Marist. Tevin Mack returned from a one-game suspension to score 14 points as number 23 Texas rolled to an 80-59 win over Louisiana Monroe. And Jacob Evans III had 9 points during a 13-2 run that put 24th-ranked Cincinnati in control midway through the second half in a 74-51 win over Albany. Duke held on to its comfortable lead in the Associated Press College basketball poll, while Cincinnati and California are newcomers in the first regular season poll. The Blue Devils received 58 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel Monday, keeping their large lead over Kentucky, which was number one on one ballot. Defending champ Villanova received 5 first-place votes and moved up a place to number 3, replacing Kansas, one of 3 ranked teams that lost last week. Oregon and North Carolina both moved up a spot to 4th and 5th, while Indiana, which beat Kansas in overtime, jumped from 11th to 6th. The Hoosiers were number one on one ballot. Kansas was 7th, followed by Virginia, Wisconsin, and Arizona, which beat then number 12, Michigan State. And in baseball news, the New York Mets are keeping their best hitting infielder. Second baseman Neil Walker has accepted the Mets' $17.2 million qualifying offer, saying he's happy to be back in orange and blue for 2017. Walker was hitting .282 with 23 homers and 55 RBIs in 113 games before missing the last part of the season with a back surgery. The Phillies hung on to pitcher Jeremy Hellickson, who accepted the same qualifying offer after going 12-10 with a .371 earned run average in 32 starts this last year. 8 players didn't accept the qualifying offers, including 2 each from the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Toronto could lose sluggers Edwin Encarnacion and Jose Bautista to free agency, while closer Kenley Jansen and utility man Justin Turner could be heading out of Los Angeles. Others passing on qualifying offers, Mets outfielder Yoenis Cespedes, Rangers outfielder Ian Desmond, Cubs outfielder Dexter Fowler, and Major League home run leader Mark Trumbo of the Orioles. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.